Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. Welcome. Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. They always said you cannot do it. I believed them. I trusted them. How could I not? They fed me, kept me in a safe box and gave me a blanket. They kept me breathing in between drops of fear. Breathing just to stay above water. Here, you can have that. No, you cannot do that. And don't bother, because you don't have the power, surely not the talent. Oh, and you ain't funny. It took a lifetime in a minute to cross the gates. It took forever to feel the crossing. The walk through the rusty metal doors that were painted over and over and over. Aching through the lifting of my right foot and then the left, and the stickiness of the dried up soil on my feet. One foot is out, and then my fingers, clutching the hinges, feeling the breeze of tomorrow. I'm out. My whole self is out of that box into vastness of sky, filled with its color. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת להרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of expressing love to my neighbor, to my friend, to my gardener, to my partner, in the same way that I express love to myself. Focus is first on yourself. This is your way.
Oh, dear, I've got a little bit of a נחושה בין כנפיה, נחושה בין כנפיה ועיניה טוב. עוד תראי את כל הדרך, עוד תלכי בהישרה, גם אם לא תהיה תמיד קלה, תביטי ותראי את כל הדרך, תקבעי את מסלולה, תעברי את כל הדרך כולה. עוד תראי את כל הדרך, עוד תלכי בהישרה, גם אם לא תהיה תמיד קלה, תביטי ותראי את כל הדרך, תקבעי את מסלולה, תעברי את כל הדרך כולה.
Shalom, hello, welcome, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, I'm a spiritual mentor, a guide and a sound therapist working with sound and frequencies to reclaim your power. It is a wonderful day and I have a wonderful guest with me, Lilach Solomon. Hi, Lilach.
Hi, Ilan.
How are you? How are you feeling?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Anybody who can come and share their experience and how that transformed them and how they are in service and how their work and their presence helps the other is welcome. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's welcome. Who knows? Maybe once they're here, suddenly something triggers and, you know, start doing something else. Hi, Lila. How are you?
Hi, Ilan. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. So Lilach is an intuitive healer. And she has a very interesting story of something that I can resonate with on different levels. She has a very interesting story on how she is here to find and to serve with her gifts. It took a while to find the gifts, or were you
it took a while to find the name for it,
to bring it to your consciousness, to bring it to your language, make a language out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's a language. It's a new language that you learn how to communicate with that and how to put it out there clearly,
yeah,
so, and how to present it correctly to others.
Yeah, bringing it into our consciousness, making language. You know, there is a different, people many times confuse between awareness and consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I'm aware, I'm conscious, you know. It's and it's the difference between feeling and language.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell me, Lilach, you are originally from?
Originally from Israel.
No.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? How come?
I'm just kidding.
Yes, I'm here for the last 16 years.
16 years, okay.
It's been a while. Married to
Nir,
my lovely husband.
Of course.
And we have a beautiful 2 kids.
One, wonderful. Okay, boy, girl?
A boy and a girl.
Wonderful.
We are so blessed. And I'm here to share my gift to the world. And first of all, I want to say thank you. I saw your show and it was hilarious. You make my week, not my day, my week.
Thank God.
Laughing so hard, and it just remind me that sometimes you just need to stop what you're doing and just laugh.
Exactly.
And you guys did amazing job with
the show.
Thank you.
Again. No, thank you. Yes, thank Ori and Motis Suissa, Ori Dinor. She is the director and the founder of the Israeli Theater, and mm-hmm. Motis is Motis Suissa. We call him Motis as short, but an actor from Israel, finished acting school, helping directing different projects, and so thank you. That is really the point, you know. That is really, because you walk into a movie,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is tying into what I wanted to talk about today, about seeing the entire picture, right? So this is like a movie, you know, when you walk into a show or you walk into a a theater, or you walk into a movie, this is exactly it. You're walking into a period of time of 2 hours or whatever, and everything that preceded that show is out. You turn your phone off. You're in a completely different place.
Zone.
Yeah, it's a completely different zone. And it's the same thing that I do when I do sessions. It's up until that point, everything happened, it's out. Nothing matters when you're here. And that's a transformative experience. So the whole acting thing is a transformative experience. I found it that it was a great tool for self-work. Yeah.
It is to express yourself.
To find different angles of yourself
mm-hmm.
and different situations. So tell me, so you came here how many years ago?
16 years ago.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
And did you come married or did you marry here?
No, I married here. I actually met my husband when I decided to move back to Israel.
when you let go?
When I let go.
Said, okay, God, said, whatever is here for I'm surrendering.
That's true. And then, yeah, and we built our life here. And because of him, actually, he basically gave me my space to find the way to put myself out there. I study a lot since 2014. I'm research and study and reading books like I never read before. Like I read, but not that much. So I can say that everything that I knew how to put it together and I knew how to use it and not just say, oh, I'm lucky. No, mm-hmm. I know what I do and I know how to bring it out there and how to navigate everything I want. This is what
the program is, Abracadabra.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Aramaic. If you're hearing and you don't know why I'm calling this show Abracadabra, it actually chose me. So I manifested also this whole thing, channeling, but everything came down through. It's not me. We're doing the effort. We have mm-hmm. the effort to do that, recognize that things are happening as they are happening and not necessarily because, oh, it's my power, it's my... And Abracadabra is in Aramaic, create what I create as I speak, to be precise. I create as I speak, Abracadabra. And we are creating. Now, there are some people that really don't believe that. That they really don't believe that. And you know what? And the question is, if we know and we experience that this is happening because we are, you know, people, some people, us included, see the power of what is happening through the power of words, through the power of how we talk, through the power of our intentions that mm-hmm. are attached to what was. So we see that in the happening. Was there a time that, you know, as a woman growing in Israel with what society would call that you have some stuff going on, they cannot fit you into their platforma, into their shablona.
Okay.
So did you feel at one point that you were questioning your gifts? I mean, were you saying, wow, am I really crazy? I mean, everybody says, so maybe if everybody says, I might be. I mean, did you go through that period?
Of course, I think everybody does. Sometimes you don't know if it's your thought or it's like really happening or it's like what it is. You just always questioning. But when you learn to put everything together, like if you're using all your thoughts and your emotions and you're using everything at once and you bring it to the same spot and you know how to navigate it and see how it's... Yeah.
So as a kid, did you... As a kid, did you find yourself more confident in your gifts, and were you less confident where you were more adult, or the other way around?
So, I always was so confident yeah. in it. So I just knew if I want it, I get it. Yeah. There is no question about it. The only question is about what do I need to do and how I'm gonna do it now. Yeah. That's it. It's like, yeah.
It was that you were telling me a story about a client that didn't turn out to be a client, but it was all right. Well, they kind of gave you a chance because they gave up.
That's right? True. Yeah.
Was with a child, right?
Yeah, so I had that that lady that she texted me, and she's like, "Okay, I see so many posts that you post in, and mm-hmm. and I don't believe in all the energy stories and the healing. Mm. I just don't know how it's work. I don't believe in that. I don't dream at night, so I don't believe in that. Mm. But I have a three and a half years old, and she have a sense. Sorry, she was
Was it motism?
Yes. So sensitive motism.
Yeah.
So she's basically doesn't speak outside the house.
Hmm.
So at home she will speak. She's very smart. She does the ABC. She does everything. She's like amazing, very smart young lady.
Yes.
But outside she get freeze.
She freezes.
Yeah. She doesn't talk.
Yeah.
So she's like, I got to the point that I have appointment for a psychiatrist to start work with her with medication.
Oh.
And I just don't know what to do anymore. So I told her, look, I cannot guarantee you anything, but we can try. And I say, maximum it's going to work, you know, max it's going to work. So we did. We did a 45 session over the phone. And the next, like an hour after, she went to pick up her daughter from the babysitter. And the babysitter told her that she couldn't teach her that day because the kids did not
stop
talking. And she was like, so, okay, this is not usual. And she said, okay, I'll give it a big test. It's at school when she have all the teacher and all her friends. And the next day she went to pick her up from school, and the teacher said that she said like 10 words.
10 words.
And for her, 10 words, it's like a big deal. She's like, I don't know what she did, but it was like a magic. And we're definitely want to keep going, keep doing what she do and get a best result for her. So we're very excited.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yes, I'm very blessed. I always say thank God, thank the universe, thank for the gift. It's not us. We're here only to serve and to share what we know.
Yes.
So thank you.
No, thank God that you're here and that you're sharing this with us and everyone. I want to give you the phone number here if you want to call 323-203-0815, and on Skype it's LA Talk Radio, one word. Again, 323-203-0815, and on Skype it's LA Talk Radio, one word. So So was that the first time that you kind of worked with a kid?
So I work on my family. So it was the first time that I was working on a stranger.
Remotely. Yeah.
Until now, I work remotely with everybody, but it's the first time that I was working with a 3.5 years old. And believe it or not, a lot of things from our birth.
Mm-hmm.
Affecting on our life.
Of course.
And when you find the roots of the problem, it's just disappear.
That's right.
The problem, if you take care of the roots. So
yeah, that's why I like digging.
Mm-hmm.
I like digging. Because, you know, it's like when somebody tells you something happened. There's some argument, disagreement, whatever. Stuff that is of here, right? And then, but it has to do with connection, with relationship. And then the person says, it doesn't matter what happened. We are here now. Let's go from there. Says, no, it does matter what happened. Because if we don't find out where we're starting, we repeat it again.
That's
the
true.
Same, as we say in Hebrew, the same lady, a different dress, right? It's like the same thing that changes over, but it stays the same patterns on how we choose relationships. The same patterns on how we make choices. What place do we inhabit within ourselves to make these choices?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you find the difference between when you are working with children's energy and adults' energy? Like, do you approach it differently, or do you get responses in a different channel?
No, but with the children, the age under 5,
yeah.
Most of the time it's come from the mother, the energy of the mother,
mm-hmm.
The way when she carried them
as an infant
in her stomach, her thoughts, her emotion, mm-hmm. all the things that she's going through,
mm-hmm.
it's everything effect. So again, when we find the roots, it's like we find it perfectly.
So, well, there are basic things. There are some things that are indicators. For example, if somebody has an extreme rage, usually it's a father thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm talking about is from your standpoint, from your do you connect to a feminine energy or a masculine energy? Depends on what you're feeling.
So it's when I work on a child, I connect with the energy of the child and the different. Yes, I feel the pureness of the child because a child have a pure energy.
Yeah, a purity.
We're working through that, mm-hmm. and I just invite the energy to my hand.
Yeah,
as we say, abracadabra. Exactly. So that's how we navigate the work.
That's wonderful. And so walk me through as a girl, as a young teenager, as a young woman,
mm-hmm.
like how this played in your life. Like, would you say that you had more of a support or more of an opposition from your surroundings for what you are for what you received?
It was always like, oh, she have a great luck. She got everything she wants right away. Like,
no. Let me cut you. When people tell you, "Es a mazal yeshlach," right?
It's a mazal.
Did somebody tell you yeshlach yoter mazal misachel?
I heard it before in my life. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
In Israel, when somebody tells you that, it feels almost like an insult.
Yeah.
But it's not an insult, actually.
It sounds like it, yes.
But it's the best because you're receiving the luck, the trickling of an energy of the divine, right, on you. So you're getting a good...
You get the good vibe.
The good vibe.
Right away. You don't need to wait, you know, and go all the process. Yeah, it's... I'll give you an example.
Yes.
When I just got my driver license.
Here in LA or in Israel?
In Israel, okay. When I was 17 years old. I remember my dream was to drive an Audi TT. And I remember I was sitting in a restaurant and with my friend. And like a table next to us, we had two guys sitting there. And I saw the key that it was Audi. I'm like, I talked to the guy. I'm like, I have a dream. He's like, what is your dream? I'm like, to drive Audi TT. He looked at me, he's like, that's my car. You want to go for a ride? My friend looked at me, he's like, you have a license for like 7 days. He's like, she have only 7 days license. You cannot let her drive it. I'm like, that's my dream. I make it happen. He's like, come, let's go. What a totally stranger. I went for a drive with an Audi TT, like in my dreams. That was like amazing.
Well, for that, yeah, I get it. That age, I guess. That's a very AG-like dream type
yes.
thing, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We have all these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, did you were kids more like in your area more supportive? So they were looking like, they say, oh, what luck you have. Would they want to be near you? Would they... Were you displaying, were you channeling things for children or for your teenagers at that age that you were aware, conscious of? That, I'm doing this? Well, this is...
I don't know. I think I never stopped and think about it. I just wanted something. I was like so clear about the way to go and get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't look around or feel around what's going on. I just...
So did you manifest your husband too?
Hmm?
Did you manifest your husband?
I did.
Is he listening?
Maybe he will listen for the recording for sure. He's on the air right now, so
he's on the air. Oh, he's flying.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So did you manifest your husband?
Yes, I did.
How did that work for you? Obviously, I mean, we know how it worked for you, but how did that go about?
It was like, I remember it. It was like a rainy day and yeah. I was like on my car, my way to work. It was a kind of stressful morning and I like, standing on the traffic and I'm like, okay, that's it. I want him like a pilot and I want him like to love hiking and I want him to love me and respect me and be my best friend and be the best father ever. And literally I got everything. We always laugh about it that I forgot to ask about kosher food. that's the only thing that I didn't mention. And he's like, you didn't ask for me to eat kosher food, so this is the only thing
that's what
that didn't yes, that didn't work there. Yeah. So
you have to be very precise when you ask.
You have to.
I've experienced that so many times, and you get there is a cartoon I just saw this week where you have a picture of an elephant, a cartoon of an elephant and a little penguin, right? And then there is an old man, and he's like looking at the third creature, and he's saying, "What is that?" And what it is that the elephant is the will, the little penguin is the ego, and now the third creature was a penguin with a little elephant head, and says, "This is my integrated self." You know, so you have to be very precise when you ask,
and be careful with what you wish for,
because you may get it.
Oh yeah,
and so
always think about it in a good way, in a good good thought. And
it's where we are, the places that we inhabit in ourselves, when we're getting triggered, right? We get triggered, and then we don't let the sand settle. And then we are already going into decisions. Somebody writes you an email. Somebody writes you a text. Somebody, and the instinct is to what? Well, it's not a new thing, but it's good to write and to let it sit. But then it's really how are we responding to that? How are we responding to somebody that tells us something that triggers us? And then from the time that we get triggered until the time that we realize we got triggered, we're in a movie.
That's true.
And I call it trigger time, true time. It's from this time until when you realize, and when we are aware that this is happening in a map scenario, mapping the experiences, how we got there, then that time shortens. Then we're that realization time that something triggered us. And it always becomes real time. Yeah, and it's an amazing. I grew up with a father who was a chief of police, so it was, and to shift from So here you are, you are in La La Land now. Is it more comfortable here than in Israel?
I guess all my 20s was here, so my adult life was here, so I guess I'm very used to.
Yeah.
I love Israel. We go there like every year. Sometimes we go twice a year. But I guess home is where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Well,
but where do you prefer to be? I prefer
to be wherever my husband and my kids is.
Okay.
So I really don't care if it's in Israel or here or in Australia. I love Israel. I support Israel with everything that I can.
But here's the thing, you know, Israel, if you take the sand in Israel and scientifically compare it to the sand in other places, it's the same matter. It's the same matter, right? But there is something else. There is something else. There is like a spiritual, in, you know, the closer you get, if there is like a hot water from a tap, like boiling water, right, coming down. As you get closer, it gets warmer and warmer and very intense till you can. And this is like how it is in Israel. It's like feeling that intensity. And I feel that many, many people in Israel don't know how to handle this intensity. So it goes to the negative.
Yeah.
And it goes to, there is a lot of free hate over there. That's what I've experienced.
Yeah.
There is a lot of, you know, the roads and the thing. And it's just,
I think.
I
think it's the weather. It's really hot.
Well, it's not always hot, you know. I mean, I've my family is mainly in Tzfat now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tzfat is the northern part of Israel. It's very dry. It's not humid like in Tel Aviv, where they live. But I guess so. I guess there are people that are a little bit more relaxed in the north. But it's more, it's like an energetic pull. I have a very strong energetic pull to Israel. Although it's, a lot of things that happen there, but it's an energetic pull from the creation standpoint. That's how I feel that. It's a very strong...
Spiritual.
Spiritual, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's... I always feel that when I land in Israel, it's like when you take the first breath, it's like...
There are those I think they are the dandelions that they have just near Ben Gurion that you go out, they have like fields of dandelions, the yellow flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And you just smell it.
It's childhood.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is memories.
Yeah. So so you are here, so you went through this way and you have a husband and you have two children now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because living in the States maybe, you know, opens up things for me, you know, it's opening things, but being with my work is really to find somebody's power. Mm-hmm. To come from their power, to reclaim their power after going through either a breakup or some kind of a trauma that shifts somebody else, shifts somebody from their northern star, okay? Mm-hmm. And in the recent months, or was it a year, when the Me Too movement started, right? It was all at first, okay, finally. But then it started, as I experienced it, everybody experienced it in a different way. It started curving. It starts shifting with all kind of judgments and attachments that are being attached to this whole startup, so to speak, that it start weighing. And what I mean by that is there are more women's groups that are specifically intentionalized for women only.
Okay.
Now, the groups that I've experienced and what I've experienced in work and working with women and just experiencing that is that if there is no healing, and that there are many times that there is no healing of the experience that the woman have with what masculinity represents to her or with men, right? And you go right into that place. It goes, as I say, it goes to the head. It starts becoming anger. It starts becoming rage. It starts becoming anti. No, we are here. We are goddesses to heal. You know, it comes from. You know, you can sense when somebody is coming from an egoic place.
I can sense when it comes. But my job is basically to put them as a mirror, to be a mirror for them. Mm. 'Cause everybody know what's best for them. Sometimes we have so many noises around us, so we cannot see and we cannot hear. Mm-hmm. But when you learn to clear all these noises, so you learn to listen to yourself,
because mm-hmm.
you know, our soul choose all the challenges in life that we are challenging.
Well, we're choosing to come where we're coming to.
That's true. And we're choosing who to be with and what to do and all of that. We're making the decision in this life if to make a right or left, but everything, it's maktub, like we say, right?
What will happen already happened.
That's true. So we just have the way to choose right or left, and basically our job is to clear all the noises around and show them the clarity for them to make the right decision. And to get their challenge and learn from that and go to the next step, I call it.
Mm-hmm. Was there a time that you thought or you saw something to happen and it did not happen?
Again?
You felt something is about to happen, or you felt something about somebody or something and it wasn't accurate. It wasn't...
No.
It always happened.
It always happened.
Yeah.
I never talk about everything that I feel because sometimes I don't feel good things that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to talk about them because I know how powerful is our words.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to use a good words and a good thoughts. But yeah.
Hmm. You know, Rabbi Schneerson said, there is no bad. There is good and then there is opposite side of good. Because also on the opposite of good, there is good.
Right? I always say good and bad and better than that, right?
Good and better than that, yeah.
I mean... Yeah, if you look on the half cup or the half full cup, that's how things look like, right?
Well, you know, there is a third way to look at it. You look at it the half full, the half empty, or you just look at it the cup, just half we know and half we don't, right?
That's a good one. I love it.
So we don't see that. So But you haven't been really putting yourself out there, have you?
No.
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. I had a business for finance for like 8 years, and that was my main parnasa. And then I always get to the point that I help others and see what's going on. And I don't know. I felt like maybe this is not the right time and maybe this is not for me, but it's always coming back and choose me. Mm. It's always pull me up for my life. And like, I'm always find myself out there and helping others again, if it's with a healing or just conversation or just doing something somehow.
Yeah.
So I got to the point that I'm like, okay, maybe this is the time. So, and when I start see the result with a client, I'm like, okay, I cannot keep this gift for myself. I have to share it. And I know that this gift, it's like to spread the love and the light. Yes. And that's what we're here for, right?
Yeah.
Spread the light and the love.
Love and light.
Yes.
Well, you know, we go through and, you know, love and light, some may experience it or see that. Say, well, love and light means only joy, everything is happy. We're all the time happy. We're all the time happy, you know. But sometimes the things, the love that we receive and the messages that we receive usually make an effect when we are in a challenge,
mm-hmm.
right? When we're in a challenge, when I, in performance, remember playing for kids, you know, you can't really learn from compliments. You can encourage from compliments.
Mm-hmm.
You can't learn from compliments. You can learn only if there is something that you can be better.
I believe you can learn from anything and everything, even.
Well, you learn in the sense of you're confident in you're getting for yourself, and it strokes your ego if you take it to that place. But to learn to shift something, it's usually when you're saying, I'm talking about when you perform.
Okay.
It's like when you learn to receive, if you're balanced, then you receive a compliment and you're just like, okay, well, thank you. I see where the person is. But if you think on the practical level, if you want to change something, the only thing many times compliments are doing are really serving our egoic self. Yeah.
To work with the ego, this is a big deal. Yeah. And I think the day that you learn to put your ego aside, mm-hmm. and just be here and now and enjoy the moment. And with all, I mean, to work with the ego, it's not easy. It's like always there. And like, he's like, I'm here and I'm here to, it's me. And no, it's not that. We're here to just, how can I call it? It's our gift that we got.
Mm.
And I say, thank you for the ego. You're here. You have your emotion and I appreciate, but this is not your turn now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do.
It's important that you said that. It's not your turn now.
Now.
Okay. And this is where, so it's not about, hey, kill your ego. I mean, we can't, right? We can't. It's part. It's in the integrated self, right?
Mm-hmm.
The elephant and the thing. It is how we channel it, how we navigate through that. So many times when we are in a place of challenge and we are in the place, the humanoid place, right? We're experiencing these things. It's important to remember that, because then that place brings a little balance, you know. So it's not about killing your ego. It's about just how to channel it and how to work with it and how to recognize where you are in the whole construct. Where is that? Where are we when we make choices? Are we coming from, oh, no, I'm not going to call her because she's supposed to call me? That kind of thing, you know, that kind of. So, as a woman in this environment, in the environment now, where everything is not everything, but there is more
openness,
and there is a shift. There is a shift even in Kundalini, in the Earth Kundalini, in the mm-hmm. Earth energy. That everything is shifting, and it's from patriarch. More to start becoming matriarch and becoming, trying to come into this place. It's still I feel in the infancy of it.
Mm-hmm.
But so in that mix, you are in that mix.
All of us.
Well, I'm talking about you now. Yeah, of course, all of us.
Uh-huh.
So with your gifts and with your willing to, were there any kind of skeptics that were objections, why do you think you have to do that? Who are you to come and tell us? Because we have different, there are many people, you know, and of course we can invite, we attract those we want to attract, and that's okay. But sometimes, you know, you see somebody that is challenging you, okay?
Yes, and the person that come and challenge me, I look at him and I say, thank you. Because all this challenge, basically, I learned to look at myself and see, okay, he come to show me what I need to improve in myself. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a reflection of, for me, to grow and be better.
Yeah.
Our gift, it's a gift that everybody need to I'll call it taste, but I don't know, let me see. Basically I'm sorry, I'm a little bit excited.
Okay. Ilan, good.
I really appreciate this opportunity. I mean, all everything the thing, is it's new for me, and that's it's good. A new interview and I'm glad that you share with me your time.
Of course. We're here. This was supposed to happen, and it happened in a very
short timing.
Very naturally.
Yes.
And if it doesn't flow naturally, it's not real.
That's true.
You know? It happened exactly as it's supposed to happen. You know.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what will happen because there was another guest that unfortunately mm-hmm. is sick, and I send you healing. Mm-hmm. Next time we'll see you. And I was like, you know what? It always works.
It's always worked for the best way.
It always works for the best way.
Yes. So I'm a little bit nervous. So
no, sorry. That's okay. No, you stole time. That's okay. You kind of stole time, and then you forgot the question.
Let's go to the next one.
So what did I ask you?
We were talking about.
See that that's
meant to
what
be.
You that's what she
be.
Does.
it's not me. I'm just a pure channel. See, so
she knew that. She also planned that. In the beginning, she said, "I'm just a channel." So everything that she says,
it's not me.
It's just not her. It's a channel.
But you know? But I do take responsibility.
I'm just kidding. So you know, I was thinking about getting sunglasses with three lenses. You know, one here, one here, one here.
You know, it was a funny joke. The other day I was driving with my friend in the car and we was talking about that third eye and her kids from the last seat of the car. She's like, I have an alligator here with his third eye. And I looked at her and I'm like, oh my, she just say that? I can't believe it. It's like, she just say the third eye. She's like 4 years old. Yes. I'm like, okay.
Well, she figured
like,
if we have third eyes, maybe animals have.
Of course,
have a third eye. So, yeah. You see, you took the question. So, but you haven't put yourself out there.
I didn't. First of all, I was very busy with my business and yeah. with my family. So I didn't have a lot of time to take care of people mm-hmm. and people start calling me and ask me to have a session with mm-hmm. them, and I'm like, okay, I'll take one client a week, and then I start to take twice and then three, and then people actually calling me like, please make some time, I have that. And when I hear the problem, I'm like, I'm just there. Mm-hmm. I just want to help. I want to make sure, but I don't know anything. Literally, it's not from me. Everything's from God. It's everything prayer. Amen. All our, what we do, all our attention, it's a pure attention. Mm. So only good things come out of it, right?
Amen.
I always say, if things not supposed to happen, they won't happen.
They won't happen. That's right.
So,
and sometimes when we push them, we might get them because we push too much, and then we see how...
It's not meant to be.
It was not meant
and
to
I'll
be.
Give you an example about yeah. that. You know, they paint our building and I saw that they colored the doors different colors. I'm like, let's see if I can get the colors they're going to color my hat. I'm like, I love yellow. I want a yellow door. And guess what?
You got a yellow door.
Two days later, they color my door yellow. I was so excited. I was so beautiful. But it wasn't meant to be, like, because the next day they came and they painted the door in red. I'm like, why red? I wanted yellow. But you know what? They came and they painted yellow the same like I wanted it. But it, sometimes it showed me that even if I ask for something, if it's not meant to be for me, so it doesn't meant to be. It will come to me, but it's not
so
mine.
Your door is red.
Now it's red.
So your door is red. Wow. Yeah. Very earthy, very animalistic thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting.
Very.
Was there any change in energy?
Yes. I literally felt like everything is more, feel better. It's like more open. Everything's like not, the energy is like fluiding.
Flowing.
Flowing.
Fluid.
Yes. Yeah.
So. Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
So, Lilach and I talked. We might have some something going on, some surprise.
Yes, we work on surprises. Book your day, March 15th. We're going to have like something incredible coming up.
We're not going to share details, but but we have something
surprising that's coming
a
up.
Surprise, a work
a workshop.
A workshop surprise, right? Yes. We can say that.
Yeah, we can say that. Okay. Yes, and it's going to be a lot of good goodies there.
A lot of good things, a lot of movements, and everything about health for the soul and for the body.
Yes.
And it's the spirit that holds the matter.
Yes.
You know, when we talk about the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. so the letters, you could read the palettes from both sides. Mm-hmm. And the letters were not flipped. You know, but it's like if we bring it to here, it's like a car, mm-hmm. right? A car is the body. The driver is the soul, mm-hmm. right? The body, you need to take care of the body. You need to give it the oil change. You need to give it all the kind of things. But without the driver, the car won't drive. And an idling car, a neutral with the car running is like somebody who is asleep. It's
stay in the same spot, doesn't move anywhere.
Not just that, he's not dead, he's not alive. It's the animalistic soul that is holding the so it's the spirit that holds the matter. So we'll have some very interesting things.
Yes.
We'll have also some sound work. I brought the ball, we didn't get the time, we're almost out, mm-hmm. we're almost over. And you haven't experienced sound therapy before.
That was on my 2020 to-do
yes.
list.
Well, there you have it. You got it sooner than what you expect. Do you have ring your hand?
I do.
The other, cross your hands and put them, no, like that. Flip them over, yeah. So you're going to hold it. Mm-hmm. Don't hug it, just keep your hands straight. No need to hug it. And so this is... vibration that is healing for the throat area. Mm-hmm. And the throat area is many times when this is the bridge, mm-hmm. whether we say our truth or not. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, then it gets all congested in here. And you have many, if you are coughing a lot, if you are, you have a lot of phlegm, you have a chest pain, you have. That's something to check, because many times it's a symptom of what is else happening in your body, spiritual and physical. So this is just a taste of what it is. So you feel with the Tibetan bowls, you also hear through your auditory systems, and you also feel the vibration. Mm-hmm. And that is the only modality that will go and will scan to tell me things that you don't have to tell me. Yeah, very interesting.
Very.
Okay, we'll have that.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so it's a yeah. We're pretty much we're pretty much done. Lilach Salomon, do you have? How can people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook.
Facebook Lilach.
Lilach Salomon.
I spelled it on the post. If you don't know how to spell Lilach, it's Lilach, but I put it on the post, so her name is there. If you want to click on that. And then, do you have a website?
Not yet. We're working on it.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. We'll get it all done and
all done
to bloom. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, everything is blooming. This is the time.
Is there a message you want to end with?
Yes. Be here and now. What was, was. Enjoy the present. It's a gift. Whatever is going to come will come anyway. If you're going to be worried about it, you won't enjoy the present. So just... be here and enjoy the moment. Ilan, thank you for your time.
So much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. And This is Ilan, and you can find me on Facebook on Body Soul Sound or bodysoulsound.com. Make it a wonderful week. Create everything that, at least now, you think you want, and see how that goes. Flo, much love to you. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much.
And home. You know, I will say something last thing. When I came, when I come into the country, mm-hmm. and the customs told me, welcome home. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, I only live here. He says, well, where is home? I said, wherever I want to be buried, that's home. All right, home. Litraut, bye.
Bye, Litraut. Thank you.
Lirun Ben Shimon, home.
ישן גב אל גב אהובו מאוחזר זה כבר כמה ימים שאין בית הוא צועק בקרקס נמרים מכל צד
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.